that he's not going to do the show. There were different reasons why. Varying people had opinions about it. But apparently they have appointed Sage Steele, which I'm excited about. I like Sage Steele a lot. J.J. Metters and I are both in her fan club. She will be hosting NBA Countdown on Fridays and Sundays with Bill Simmons, Jalen Rose, and Doug Collins. On Wednesdays, it'll be Jalen, Doris Burke, and Avery Johnson, the former coach. 12 days ago, Magic walked out, and there was, you know, quite a lot of talk about why it all went down. But the bottom line is, Sage Steele will be sitting in as the lead host of that
particular show.
I know why
he walked out.
Why?
There was mold growing on the walls.
No.
Oh, it's a different story.
Totally different deal. You're confusing. another story that I saw come up, Steve Kerr has been on this show before, the former sharpshooter from Arizona and the Chicago Bulls. He was a teammate of Tony Kukoc's when they were in Chicago together, and he told a story about going out for pregame meal with Tony, which I thought was pretty amusing. I'm ready for the NBA. I'm certainly more ready for the NBA than talking about controversial college football stories. I think
needless to believe.
Christine will be hosting the second hour alone. I'm going to go out drinking. Or I'm going to go into Matt's office and see what kinds of fun stuff he has in his magic drawer. The magic drawer, he calls it.
The stash box.
Yes. Here's Steve Kerr. Talk to him, Steve.
I'll tell you a quick story about Tony Kukoc that when he came over to the NBA. First game of the season, I asked him if he wanted to go grab a bite to eat. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, kind of, you know, 4 hours before the game. And he orders this feast. I mean, salad, appetizer, huge plate of pasta, chicken, glass of red wine, a dessert like tiramisu. And then he follows it up with an espresso. And I'm just in awe. I'm sitting there looking at him like, Tony, This is your pregame meal? He goes, in Europe, we eat a lot. We drink a little wine. We have espresso. We go back to hotel, take beer. Then we go. Hey, all right, here we go.
Oh.
Wait, was I allowed to say that?
I got
to
honestly say, I did not see that story going there. That's, that was awesome.
I don't know why.
I thought he was going to say, oh, we have a game tonight?
Oddly enough, that's exactly how Matt and I get ready for the show every day. I won't speak for Christine on her show prep, but...
I wish.
That's how I pick which horse is going to win, too.
Yep. Today, we didn't have all that before the start of the show. Matt forgot the tiramisu again.
Yeah.
Nice job.
That's all I wanted was the tiramisu.